Networking Podcast, Part 1. Networking is a term which is bandied around, and there is growing recognition that it's important. Indeed, the phrase, "it's not what you know, but who you know," is one that we're all familiar with. But what actually is networking? Well, the Oxford English Dictionary defines networking as interacting with others to exchange information and develop professional or social contacts. The recognition of networking as a key professional activity stems from the numerous beneficial outcomes that can result of having a professional network. One benefit is an increased awareness of and access to unadvertised opportunities, often referred to as a hidden jobs market. Another benefit is reputation building. You may be the best in the world at whatever it is you do, but if no one knows, you won't get the recognition you deserve. It is impossible for recruiters to forget what they already know about candidates in hiring decisions. But the main benefit of networking is access to useful information. In the podcast on evaluating your options, we explain how asking people the right questions can help you to make better career decisions and increase your chances of making a good impression. Even if you are not job hunting, networking can make you more effective in the workplace. Interacting with a wide range of people exposes you to different ideas, perspectives, and ways of doing things, which can help you to be more creative or save you time and money. Indeed, why waste time trying to solve a problem if someone else has already thought of a solution? Networking can also help you maintain motivation. Most of us remember that feeling of relief and encouragement when we discovered that we were not the only ones who struggled with a particular difficulty. Networking can also help you to identify fellow travellers and inspirational role models. Not many people would disagree that networking brings many benefits, but despite this, it is very common for professionals who are otherwise confident in their careers to shy away from it. How many of you experience a wave of depression or anxiety when you see the words "time for networking" on a conference programme? If you are one of those individuals, fear not. In the rest of this podcast, we will give you some tips to help you to feel more confident and to make the best of your networking opportunities. Step one is to think about what outcomes you would like from networking. For example, you may be at the beginning of considering a career change and need information about the realities of a sector or job role that interests you. Well, what would you like to know? Examples could be companies that are currently recruiting, how employers advertise, what they like to see on CVs, etc. Spend some time planning your questions beforehand, and you shouldn't feel that anxiety which comes from not knowing what to say. The podcast on evaluating your career options has more advice on asking good questions. A word of warning though, if you go in with just one mission, you are likely to have a disappointing experience if you don't meet the right person or if they can't help you in the way that you would like. However, if you are aware of the different possible benefits of networking and you assume that every conversation will lead to something useful in at least one of these areas, even if it's not what you're expecting, you are much more likely to get quick wins from networking that make it easier for you to keep doing it. Step two is to think about how you would like people to remember you after the conversation. Some of this will be down to the way you act and the conversations you ask, but a lot of it will depend on the way you describe yourself and the stories and anecdotes you drop into the conversation. Let's imagine you have met someone new and they say, "What do you do?" You could just tell them your job title. For example, "I'm a procurement manager in the health sector." But there's more potential if you take a different approach. Instead of just giving people your title, describe your function. What do you achieve in the role? For example, "I help hospitals get the best value for money when they buy in products and services." It's a much more interesting way of describing yourself, and it sneaks in the image of you as a useful person. Approaching self-description in this way also makes it easier for you if you want to switch career or sector. All you need to do is add a little bit of past and future to your story. Again, for example, "For the past 10 years, I've been helping hospitals to get the best value for money when they buy in products and services, and now I'm looking for opportunities to do a similar thing for commercial organisations." You should also have some quick stories ready to back up your headline claims. Planning these stories will require you to spend some time reflecting on your experience and how your career has developed over time. If you haven't already done this, then take some time to think this through. Think about the functions you have served and the successes you have achieved that you would like to continue into the future. It goes without saying that you should be flexible in how you use these stories when speaking to different people. I'm sure we can all bring to mind someone we've met who has waffled on and bored us. Remember to be sensitive to body language cues when you're in that situation and adapt the quantity of what you say accordingly. If in doubt, err on the side of caution. They can always ask follow-up questions. Step 3 involves practicing having conversations with strangers and getting used to asking questions, listening to what they say, and asking follow-up questions. The more you practice doing this in situations where it doesn't really matter, the easier you will find it in situations where it does matter. Look for opportunities to initiate conversations with people in your day-to-day life. If the conversation fizzles out, don't worry, but do spend a bit of time thinking about what you could do next time to try and keep it going a bit longer.